Rebecca Friedrichs on hashtag Red for Ed, teachers are being used to advance union agenda. By Robert Krajcik on January 23, 2019. Educator and author Rebecca Friedrichs described the hashtag Red for Ed movement, pushed by teachers' unions and their political allies, as a deception that uses teachers as pawns to advance the union's far-left political agenda to fundamentally change American culture. Friedrichs, the plaintiff in the 2016 Supreme Court case Friedrichs v. California Teachers Association, offered her remarks in a Tuesday interview on Sirius XM's Breitbart News Tonight with hosts Rebecca Mansour and Joel Polak. Listen. Friedrichs said, "What the teachers' unions really are, and I'm talking about state and national teachers' unions, they're really the political action committee of the far left. They take teachers' dues money to fight for what they call social justice. Their definition of social justice, which is all this far-left march for our lives, and all these things that they believe in." Friedrichs continued, "Teachers have absolutely no idea that they're funding this stuff. I'm not surprised teachers bought into the deception. And I know that a lot of teachers did not, but those teachers are silenced by all the bullying, which is why I'm out here speaking on their behalf. No surprise. No surprise with the 6% raise, either, because this isn't really about teachers. This is about unions controlling our schools and changing our country." Polak brought up the recently reached agreement between the United Teachers Los Angeles, UTLA, and the Los Angeles Unified School District, LAUSD, that ended the teachers' strike in Los Angeles, California. The Democratic Socialists of America's, DSA, local chapter supported the teachers' union strike in Los Angeles, joining picket lines and insulting the scabs hired by the school district. Polak noted, "One of the other social justice provisions in the deal is that the district is apparently going to provide some kind of immigration attorneys for students in the district because of the politics of amnesty, sanctuary cities, and that sort of thing. This is what they secured from the district." Friedrichs stated, "Teachers don't know, and I hope they're listening. Right now, teachers' unions are the ones that go out and march in these big rallies in support of sanctuary cities. They have big giant signs that say, 'Abolish ICE.' And they have in their resolution documents that they insist that teachers disobey ICE agents." Mansour asked about the hashtag Red for Ed political movement pushed by nation's largest teachers' union, the National Education Association, NEA, as a social media hashtag to rally and organize teachers' strikes last year in states across the nation. "I wanted to ask you about unions using teachers in this way," said Mansour. "I'm looking at this hashtag Red for Ed hashtag movement that is springing up in state after state, looking as if they're just grassroots protests by teachers for better pay." Mansour continued, "They seem to be much more successful in red states, because I think they're targeting the issue of teacher pay there. Teachers' pay hasn't been expanded as much in red states because there is tighter control on the fiscal budget in these states. So it's a legitimate concern with a lot of teachers there." Mansour went on, "So they use this pay grievance. The unions are basically parlaying this organizing of teachers around the pay issue as a means to get educator-friendly politicians elected. It seems as if the pay issue is just a Trojan horse for the full-on left-wing agenda of these unions. Am I wrong on this?" Friedrichs replied, "You are spot on, and I quote a teacher from Arizona named Catherine Barrett. Catherine's very brave. She was a union leader and part of the beginnings for the hashtag Red for Ed movement that they are claiming is a grassroots movement." Friedrichs continued, "Catherine said Arizona Education Association, AEA, was present at every meeting while forming hashtag Red for Ed. If we were grassroots, we would have had meetings without EA. She told me that what the unions did with this grassroots movement in Arizona was push for the pay raise." Friedrichs explained, "All the teachers believed, oh, this is a pay raise. And then, Catherine Barrett told me, after the Arizona governor granted the teachers the pay raise, they never even thanked him. They brought in agitators from Chicago and morphed the hashtag Red for Ed into the Invest in Ed ballot initiative to raise taxes on Arizonans. It was obvious that teachers were used to promote the propaganda of the NEA." Mansour asked whether the hashtag Red for Ed movement is a reaction to the Supreme Court's 2017 decision in Janus v. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Council, AFSCME. "How does this relate to the Supreme Court's Janus decision?" asked Mansour. Because the Janus decision basically said that these public sector unions could no longer force non-members to pay union dues. It also had a clause in there saying that you're not automatically opted into the union. Friedrichs answered, "First, I know #Red for Ed is a direct correlation to the Janus decision because during Janus's oral arguments, the attorney for the unions made the following threat. He told the justices that if employees were freed from forced unions fees, that unions would, quote, raise an untold specter of union unrest throughout the country, end quote, because, quote, union security is the trade-off for no strikes." Friedrichs added, "So the unions are pitching a major temper tantrum here. They're going to wreak havoc across the country until they get what they want. That's what bullies do. And it's time we all stop them. That's why I'm passionately speaking out and asking teachers to please inform yourself about where your money's really going. You're being used to fund a very angry agenda." Friedrichs explained the impact of the Janus v. AFSCME decision on teacher enrollment into unions. "Any teachers that were already in the union are still in," stated Friedrichs. "So they don't have to opt in. They're already in. They have to figure out how to opt out, and the unions make it very, very complex and difficult for them to opt out. If you were not already in, then you have to opt in. But the unions bully you and do all these things to get you to opt in." Friedrichs went on, "So, yes, the unions are afraid of this decision. They know that now that people have choice, and that that's a threat to them. Instead of doing a really good job and earning business from workers, they're bullying everybody because their goal isn't really to represent employees. Their goal is to fundamentally change our culture and to control our schools and indoctrinate our children. That's why they are having these picketing fits all over the country." Mensura remarked, "This is what's so sad. These teachers in red states probably just think that they are voting for a pay raise, and that they're striking for that. They don't realize, maybe, that what they're actually doing is getting the full-on left-wing agenda. It's not just about the pay. Teachers are being used here, it seems like." Friedrichs concluded, "It doesn't just seem like it. They are. They're being used." Mensur suspected, "It was so successful the way that they organized this thing, in 2018. It really seems to me like a trial run for 2020. It's just going to keep getting bigger and bigger." Friedrichs explained in a January column in the Orange County Register how member dues provide billions of annual tax-free dollars to teachers' unions. Teachers' unions then fund left-wing activism and partisan Democrat politics. Friedrichs wrote, "The two national teachers' unions, NEA and AFT, boast total membership of 4.7 million educators, and dues average $1,000 annually. Do the math, $4.7 billion, tax-free. Money used to push their angry, far-left social, sexual and political agenda. That's why unions are raising our voices to protect public schools. Who cares about the kids? Kids don't pay dues." 2 weeks ago, Friedrichs told Breitbart News that then ongoing teachers' strikes in California are about more money for teachers' unions' far-left politics. Friedrichs is the author of Standing Up to Goliath, Battling State and National Teachers' Unions for the Heart and Soul of Our Kids and Country. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific. Follow Robert Krajcik on Twitter @RKrajcik.